morning.
This is a great day.
Yes, it
Amen.
Is.
Amen.
I never hear somebody.
It's a great day. This is a day that the Lord has made. Amen. Come to rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The devil think he's going to mess it up, but the devil is a liar.
No.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. We got some liquid sunshine this morning, y'all.
Amen.
We're going to have some solid sunshine this afternoon, I heard. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. I thank him. We thank him for that, too.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we had enough down here, so you can keep it.
Amen.
All right.
We're going to get some solid sunshine this afternoon.
Lord, oh my soul, all that's defending, bless his holy name. Lord is in his holy house. Let it all God earth before him keep silent. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thy feet shall stand in thy gates, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's great to be in the house of the Lord and in his presence one more time amongst his people as we come to worship and praise his holy name.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. Thank God for this day.
Yes.
The day the Lord has made.
Thank you, yes, Jesus. Sir.
Let's rejoice and be glad that we're in the day.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So we are grateful to God that He allowed us to come together one more time.
Yes.
That's right.
God, hallelujah. This is day 283.
Woo!
Amen.
God, and he has kept us 283 days this year.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord, give him some glory and some praise.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And for your brother coming through now.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God, so we're grateful to God that you are here and ready for worship.
Amen.
So we thank God for this opportunity to share in his holy word.
Amen.
He is good, wonderful, great God.
Yeah.
And he's good when
All the time.
All the time, God is good.
Yes, he is.
So we praise God for you. You are looking good out there.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, thank you.
I'm going to be able to see you by him.
Thank you,
God. Praise God for Hallelujah. You. Came out to the parking lot service last week.
Praise Lord. Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And we will
thank
go on Jesus. From here.
Yeah.
Don't want to give us a prayer. Well, let's first get a scripture.
Unto Psalms 123, we'll be reading for our scripture this morning. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. Until he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those that are at ease, and with the contentment of the proud. Psalms
123. Amen.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, want to say thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity. Lord, continue to keep your loving arms around us, protect us from any hurt, harm, or danger. Bless us, Lord, as we're about to go through this service, Lord. Have your will and have your way. Let your will be done, Lord.
Yes,
bless him, Lord. Bless him as only you can. Give him a word, Lord, that we heal, deliver, and make free. And Lord, bless the waiting congregation, Lord, that we may have receptive heart to receive your word. And not only receive your word, but be doers of the word. We just say thank you for another day, another opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 We're going to admit the affirmative faces. I've come to hear Wayne, and that's because he don't speak with me with the phone. Okay. So we'll move on from there and go into our text for the day. We'll find it in the book of St. John. Right next door to where we were last Sunday, fourth chapter. Fourth chapter.
Fourth. Mm-hmm.
Are we there?
Amen.
Okay. St. John 4, beginning at verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, so Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must need to go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the pasture of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. All right. Well, ask that you tell somebody and say, we need to go through Samaria. We need to go through Samaria.
Man.
As you see here in this text, Jesus was on his way from Judea to Galilee. And on his journey to get where he needed to get to, he had to go through Samaria.
Yes, my Lord.
And so then him and his disciples were journeying to the Galilee. They came to Samaria. And there, Jesus stopped, being tired from his journey, and sit on the well. Now, while his disciples went on into town to get some supplies for their journey, Jesus, tired because he had been baptizing and preaching and going far through this. And so he sent them into Samaria while he stood by, sit down by the well that Jacob had given to his son Joseph.
My Lord.
And where many people had visited from down through the years.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's Jesus, the Son of God.
Mm.
He comes in to this area and take a seat at the well.
My Lord.
On the well itself. Now Jesus said he had to go to Samaria.
My Lord.
He had to go through there because there was something he needed to do there in Samaria.
Yes, my Lord.
We need to go through Samaria sometime because there are some things we need to do in Samaria. So now he come to that city of Samaria, and there he, which was called Sychar, and near it was the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, being weary, sits there on the well side to get some rest, being tired from the journey.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get tired on our way to where we need to go. Even Jesus got tired.
Yes, sir.
There's no shame to be tired. No shame to profess that you're tired. And Jesus was tired from his journey. And so he sat on the well. And it was about midday, which is 12 o'clock. The word said the sixth hour. So this is noon in the day. Sun beating down hard. Because midday is a hot time. Okay. This is when we take our break from our labor and go refresh ourselves. For those of you who grew up on the farm, get up early with the sun and work until 12 o'clock. You go eat and take a little hour break and then come back and start all over again.
Amen.
Okay, so here Jesus was taking him a rest break. And sometimes we just need to take a rest break.
Amen.
So there come a woman that was from Samaria. And she was coming to draw some water to take back home for the use in her house. To come to get something to supply their needs as well. And so when Jesus sees this woman, he asks her for a drink of water. And he didn't say he spoke to her other than the word. Coming woman from Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. Now, his disciples was in town buying meat. And Jesus is there at the well talking to a woman alone. And that was sort of like taboo. Where the script would be woman in the presence of a man alone. But he was there because he had a job to perform. She was there because she had something to leave at the well. We need to be there because we got things we need to leave at the well. Being a Jew, the woman said to him, how's that you asking me for water? We're not even supposed to be talking to one another. How is it that you ask me? You are Jew, and I am a Samaritan. And we don't have no dealings with one another. All right. And so Jesus answered and said unto her,
If you knew
the gift of God and who it is that's talking to you, you would ask me for some water. And I would have asked him, and he would have given it to you. But the water that he will give you is not the kind of water you came to get. Water that he has to give you is living water.
Yes, so.
You drink one time and thirst no more.
Amen.
The woman said to him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Now, Jesus asked her for some water, and she came to get some water. But when he asked her for water, she's telling him he ain't got nothing to drink raw from with. She came to get some water. Can she draw from her own, vessel and give him some water?
Yes.
Can't you draw from your own vessel and give somebody a helping hand? Can't you draw from your own vessel and stop saying that you ought to have a yourself, I got mine and you got yours to get? Draw from what God has given you.
Hello.
So the woman said that the well's deep and you ain't got nothing to draw with. So how are you going to give me some water? Right. And Jesus, there was the woman, she said, aren't thou, and she asked him the question, aren't thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said to her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give them shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him as a well of water, bringing up to everlasting life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come here to draw. We always want from Jesus, a lot of times we don't know what we need, what we really asked him for. And so then the Holy Spirit had to make intercession for us. tell God exactly what it is that you need.
Yeah.
But we don't know what we need. We think we do, but we don't. We don't know what we want. We think we do, but we don't.
Amen.
Because we're always changing our mind.
Yeah.
We're always doing things that we don't want to result from later on.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what we need, and we don't know what we want.
No, we don't.
So we need to go to him and let him give us what we want.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus told the woman, call your husband and then come back. And the woman said to him, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, thou hast well said, I have no husband.
Mm-hmm.
For thou hast had five husbands. And the one, and he who you thou have is not thine husband.
Mm-hmm.
And that says thou truly. Let's look at that again. Come on, your husband. I don't have one. Jesus said, you as well said, you have had five husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And so that she had, Jesus acknowledged that she has had five husbands. And the one that was staying there with her now, she ain't married to. Because if he was her husband, you can't say it because she already had one. Jesus already acknowledged she already had five husbands. And this one now is not hers. Okay. So it indicates that she must be shacking.
My Lord.
Okay. They moved in together.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she got tired of getting married and then getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Inside on this sixth one, she just lived with him for a while.
Mm-mm.
Okay. This man that she's with, he said, is not yours. Don't know whether she's shacking with somebody or whether she got somebody else's husband.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And therefore might be the reason why they hadn't gotten married.
Mm-hmm.
One can draw a lot of conclusions here.
Yes.
But the point is, it didn't matter how many she had and what she really had then. Jesus will take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus can settle the matter. Okay?
Amen.
So, the woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our father worship in this mountain. And you say that in Jerusalem is a place where we ought to worship. Now, Jesus didn't tell her, go back to your first husband, second husband, third, fourth, or fifth.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even tell her to leave the one she got, the man that she was living with.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike us, we have met the man that you clean up, your ass.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't clean up our ass.
All right.
It takes the blood of Jesus.
Man, that's right.
Clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
It takes us confessing our fault.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus called for the woman to confess her fault. act that well. She wanted a gift from God. She wanted eternal life. In order for that to happen, she had to confess her fault. And know that she's been wrong in all that she's been doing. Mm-hmm. Now, for the woman to have had five husbands, the problem must not have been with the man. Mm-hmm. And had it must have been her, she couldn't stay with somebody that many times. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're looking for the fault to be somewhere other than at ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord said to don't look no further than yourself.
Amen. That's right.
Stop looking at somebody condemning them. And you know better than they are.
That's right.
Because Amen. We all have sinned.
That's right.
And we all have come short of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Stop looking at somebody saying, I thought they were saved.
Mm-hmm.
Who made you judge?
Amen. More now.
You can only go on what they say.
Yes.
And believe on what they say.
Yes.
And whether they're not or is, it will be left up to God to judge.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
But all we need to do is look at ourselves and make sure
yes.
we are not condemning the wrong person.
Yes.
When you're guilty of one sin, you're guilty of all of the sins.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. And there's only one sin anyway, and that sin is disobedience.
Yes.
And you don't do what the word says you sin.
Yep.
And no such thing as a big one and a little one.
Amen.
Sin is a sin.
Amen. Amen.
And the one you call little get you in hell that's big, that's quick as the one that you call a big one.
Amen. Yes.
We jump on people back for having more than one husband. And for what kind of life they may be living. And you're not walking perfect yourself.
Amen.
Therefore, we need to go through the marriage.
Amen.
We can leave all our faults at the well.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Where we can wash, be washed by the blood of Jesus
mm-hmm.
and be claimed for eternal life.
Yes.
And so Jesus tells the woman, woman, believe me. The hour is coming that shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father.
Mm-hmm.
You worship, and you know who you worship. You don't mm-hmm. know. What we know
mm-mm.
that worship is from God for salvation to the Jews. Okay. But the hour coming and is here right now. When the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him.
Mm-hmm.
God wants you to worship him in spirit.
Yes.
God wants you to worship him with the truth.
Yes.
Established in you.
Amen.
And that's the truth. The truth is the word of God.
Amen.
God is the spirit.
Uh-huh.
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
True. Amen.
So now the woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming,
mm-hmm.
which is called Christ. Then he is come. When he is come, he shall will tell us all the things. Jesus said to her, I that speak to you, am he. And upon this came his disciples back. They didn't question him why he was talking to the woman. What's she looking for? And why they talk thou with her? The woman then left the water pot and went her way to the city and said to the men, come see a man.
Yes.
He said, told me everything I ever done. Yes. Isn't this not the crime? Let's back up here to the 27th verse. And upon this came the disciples, and they marveled that Jesus was talking to the woman. And what I want to hear is in the 28th verse, the woman then left her water pot. Mm-hmm. She left to put down her sin, to put down her agony. She left her guilt. She left. See, we get forgiven for sin, but we still carry the guilt. Mm-hmm. And we sang the song, wash all our guilty sin away. Mm-hmm. So when you forgive yourself, you also get rid of the guilt. You don't have to punish yourself for doing wrong. You need to just leave it. Forget it. Ask for forgiveness and then leave it. Amen. In our lesson last week, this young man that was healed, that laid at the pool for 38 years, when Jesus saw him in the temple later on, Jesus told him, go and sin no more. Mm-hmm. Lest something worse come upon you. So here, she lay down fornication. She lay down adultery. She lay down emulation. She lay down hate. She lay down envy. She lay down strife. She laid down all those things. She laid down the hurts that people hurt her with. She laid down the cares of the world. She cast all that down to the ground. She came to get water in her pitcher. She left the water in her soul. She came water from the well, but she got her living water from Jesus. She came before the master, and she came to him at Samaria. We need to go to Samaria. So we can lay down the guilt that we carry. We can lay down the hurt that we carry. We can lay down the image Christ that we carry. We can lay down the indecision that we carry. We can lay all the things down that keep us from serving God and to worship him the spirit and in truth. We need to get in Samaria so we can lay it down.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Take on Jesus. Take him out there and leave your burdens there. Mm-hmm. I believe the woman thought about what the Lord put in her spirit. Okay. Lay down every weight. Somebody is still carrying the weight. Somebody under the sound of my voice are dragging weights around that will get you down. He said, but lay it down. That would be so easily beset you. And then let us run for patience. The place they set before. The woman laid her pitcher down and she went running to the city saying, come see a man. Come see who can deliver you. Come see who will take care of your every need.
Yes.
one that will take care of your thoughts.
Hallelujah.
See a man.
Yes.
He knows everything because they told me everything I ever done. Come see the man.
Yes.
I believe he is the Christ.
Yes.
We need to lay aside everything that
everything.
Yes. So run this race with patience.
Hallelujah.
Knowing that obstacles will be in our way. Run, knowing that Jesus had already taken care of. Run, knowing that I traded my guilt and I picked up salvation.
Hallelujah.
Run, knowing that I've done my way on my way to the promised land.
Glory
run, tell somebody.
Yes.
Jesus saved.
Preach faster.
Jesus delivered. And Jesus set free. Come to Mary.
Hallelujah.
Get down.
Get down. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And God will.
Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Need go to Samaria. Bless your name, Jesus.
Remember, we need to go to Samaria.
Yes, hallelujah.
You start carrying a heavy load.
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself, have I been to Samaria lately? Your Samaria is calling on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the lady did. He said, give me that water.
Glory to God.
I don't have to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that water. I won't have to carry my burdens no more. Give me this water so I can drink and never get tired. Give me this water. I can drink and won't thirst for the things of the world any longer. Give me this water.
Yes,
and I can sing.
Hallelujah.
And thank you for everything as you bring me through one thing to another.
Yes.
Give me that water.
That water, God.
God, I come.
Bless your name, Jesus.
I'm weary and warm. I come to you, and I need you to do something. I need you to restore me.
Yes,
I need you to take care of my grace.
Yes.
Amen.
Boy, Lord, I'm tired of carrying them. So take them to Samaria and leave them there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Take your burden to the Lord and leave them there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Later, unload the problems. And Jesus taught her everything, not just about them husbands.
Everything.
He tells about everything
she
had done.
Amen.
And we bless God for his word.
Amen.
Amen. He is
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
A wonderful God.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Remember, go through Samaria and lay all your problems there at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus will handle them for you. Those struggles that you're going through and can't seem to ever get rid of them, pass them to the Lord.
Yes.
Okay. And leave them there. Cast them. Don't take them to him. Cast them.
Yes.
You might faint along the way carrying them to him because the load we got is the heavy load. But Jesus told you, take his load and give me your load.
Amen.
Okay. I've already paid everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've already taken care your burdens. Already carry your sorrows and bow your griefs. I've already done that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Why are you still doing them? Leave them at the well. And go tell somebody I've been blessed. Leave them at the well. And go tell somebody I've been made free to worship God in the beauty of holiness. I've been made free by the word of God. Amen. That I don't have to worry. I don't have to moan. I don't have to groan.
That's right.
I've been free to do that by the word of God and to accept his will. Cast your care upon the Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Good word, Pastor.
Yes.
That's what we're trying to get through.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hello.
Devil didn't want us to hear that good word, but thank you for pressing on and we got it.
Amen.
Good word. Thank you.
In heaven, Father,
amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to go ahead and get a benediction so I can hear you. Now unto him was David the keeper of sin, faultless before the precious throne of God. May the grace of God with communion with the Holy Spirit rest, rule, now and abide with us him, now henceforth and forevermore. And the people of God say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.